Books and Arts.
Book Review. New American Fiction. Tainted Love. Dirt by David Vann.
David Vann's first short story collection, Legend of a Suicide, was an arresting meditation on life after his father killed himself, seen through the prism of fiction. His 2011 novel, Caribou Island, similarly retraced the Alaskan landscape of his youth to consider the disintegration of a family in the wake of a parent's suicide. Though informed by fact, those two extraordinary books highlighted the power of fiction and the role of the imagination in the unceasing struggle to explain a tragedy. There is no suicide in Mr. Vann's new novel, Dirt, but this work makes it clear that broken families and the violence and destruction that love can wreak continue to be his abiding themes. At 22, Galen still lives with his controlling and emotionally dependent mother in the secluded California house she grew up in. Their home together is suffused by memories of her abusive father, her apparently senile mother, and decades of accumulated hurt, guilt, and denial. Galen's crusty aunt and nubile teenage cousin drift in and out of their lives, and Galen's fantasies. Meanwhile, Galen, a deeply unhappy young man, plots his escape, if not from his family, then at least from his own body. This seething and unwieldy family decides to take a trip to an old cabin in the Sierras, which handily brings the drama to a boil. How many times had they put the world back together, wonders Galen. Why not let it fall apart and stay apart? Why not let the truth happen? So builds the dreadful climax and dark denouement of this brilliant narrative. This is not a relaxing or consoling book. The reader feels some sympathy for Galen, whose suffering turns him into a bulimic and self-hating depressive, but he is also unremittingly selfish, deluded, and abhorrent. He gives flesh to the notion that the victim eventually becomes the aggressor, that life taints and ruins rather than redeems. The dirt of the title represents the final violent sequence between Galen and his mother. But filth lies all over this novel. The tantalising young cousin who abuses Galen and then sleeps with him. The mother who adores and abhors the boy she brought into the world. And ultimately, the muddied and muddled mind of Galen himself. This is a novel of violence, destruction and ruin. There is no salvation. And yet Mr. Vann's soaring writing carries it forward. A reminder of the beauty that can grace even the beastliest things.